Welcome back, guys. It's another beautiful night here at the Baddies Playhouse. This is your host, Ronnie.
And Nick.
Enrique.
Jonathan. Oh, dude, I don't know what happened, but we changed a lot of people. Nick used to be James. Or like, well, Nick has become.
We are playing musical chairs tonight. And yes, Herbert is not here.
I wonder what happened, dude.
I don't know either, man.
But no, talking about Ronnie, dude. Ronnie, what happened? Like, I know you're sick.
Speaking of being MIA, honestly, dude, I was down with the sickness.
No,
last week.
No,
that's so cool. That sounded so cool, what happened?
I was down since Thursday night. I came down with like a stomach bug. I called off work Friday. I was down Saturday, Sunday. And yeah, I also called off work on Monday. Four days.
Doesn't it feel weird? I don't know. You guys feel the same way? Calling off work kind of feels weird, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. You guys feel the same way.
I feel like
especially when you're sick.
Everybody.
Doesn't it feel weird? Okay, when you're not sick, like you call off, you're like, all right, cool, whatever. Like, but when you're sick, you feel guilty, right?
Yeah.
It's like, when am I doing the right thing?
Yeah, yeah.
But those sick. Okay, but
ethics.
But those sick days are there for you, right? But let's be real. Like, I feel like, let's say, like, you do get sick, right? Let's say mm-hmm. if you get sick 2 weeks back to back, right? Like, what kind of happened to you? Well, yours was kind of like the same, like, weekend, I guess.
Yeah.
But, like, if you get 2 weeks back to back, sometimes I feel like your boss will be like, dude, this guy's lying.
This guy's out partying.
Yeah, or he's partying. He doesn't want to come in. Like, he doesn't want to be here. But it's like, what if you are sick? You know what I mean? Because they're not supposed to ask you, like, hey, Ronnie, why aren't you coming in? They don't have to question. Yeah. Literally, this is a sick day. Just call it in. Well, call it the day mm-hmm. of, I guess. You don't have to get retaliation.
But is it frowned upon?
It is kind of frowned upon, I think.
Honestly, dude, it's going to be frowned upon
forever.
No matter what.
Yeah.
With you either, like, your supervisor, or coworkers, or whatever, especially on a Friday, man. They're always thinking, bro, like, man, this guy wanted a three-day weekend. Or this guy's, like, I don't know, going out somewhere. He wanted the day off, blah, blah, blah. But no, honestly, I was like really bad.
But you also got money, dude. You wanted a long weekend, bro.
Yeah, dude. But that point, it's like, oh, fuck, like, this is serious, you know?
Yeah.
But no, yeah, honestly, I'm glad I had like obviously sick days to like use up. And yeah, I mean, they're there for that particular reason. Like, if you're sick, bro, like, honestly, dude, if you're sick, stay home. I hate people that come in and they're coughing and whatever. They're dying at work. And I'm like, oh, dude, like, you're gonna get everyone here sick. Like, nah, dude, you could have stayed home.
Cause they don't wanna. They don't wanna, like, oh yeah, they
yeah,
don't
stay. Yeah, yeah. And I'm like, nah. Honestly, stay home, get some rest, feel better.
Okay, but
Nick, I wish I had sick days.
Okay, well, you don't work. That's why. No. Hey, but Nick, though, when you're sick, I know it's different. Okay, it's different with us, like with the office work, right? Like being in the office, but like being working like for food services or stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do they for sure, like, you know, cause you're giving drinks out. Like, you work at Starbucks, so it's like you don't want to get people sick. I'm not saying you're not taste their drinks and stuff, but it's like, wouldn't, like, if you have a cough, like, stay home, dude, right? Because it just looks weird in the public. Like, you're talking to someone and you're coughing. Yeah. Everybody knows.
That's an awkward question, though, because, like, there's both answers are right. Both answers can be argued, but it's interesting.
Well, I'm just saying, but like, for sure, like, you'll tell me, like, you can go not home, go
to
right?
work, or you can wear a mask and go to work, mm-hmm. but you're coughing.
Oh,
but it's, but like, is that ethical? Is that okay? Should it be okay? Should it not be okay? Should that person go to work?
But I think, though, now the mask, like, wearing the mask is, like, now, like, a lot of people, if you wear it, let's be honest, we,
like,
all
go,
think,
oh, sure, you got something.
No, you'd be like, dude, you got COVID, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's more like, because
that's emotional. It's not logical.
Or it's like, oh, man, it's serious. Like.
Yeah, because we got that engraved recently, you know, like during the pandemic. It's like everybody wore a mask, but there's other places in the world that will wear a mask when they were like just had a fever or a cough.
The continents of Asia is an often practice, so the people there often wear a face mask
when they're
sick.
Mm-hmm. Or they have fever,
and it's common practice. Like when you're out in the streets and you see someone with a mask, you know and you're aware that they're sick. So... in America, we've never done that before. We've never in the past have done that.
And that's why we only did it.
Thanks to COVID, we started wearing masks. All of a sudden, we're over, like, vigilant. And now we wear masks all the time. And it's, like, interesting because now we don't know if you're actually sick or if you're not. Now it's just mental. Now it's in your head. Like, are you actually sick or are you not? But everybody wears masks now. So what do you do?
I don't know.
What do you do with that?
But Ronnie, though, you said it just hit you, huh? Just, like. He said hi.
Yeah, I can really narrow down to like exactly what caused me to be sick.
But stress, maybe, right? I don't know. You're kind of thinking. Remember, you told me you were stressed out.
Might have been stress-induced, but for it to be that bad, nah, dude.
You haven't never been stressed like that
bad? Like, yeah, I mean, daily stress, but not that bad.
Okay.
Yeah, but it was, yeah.
That I hate.
I would not recommend it to anybody. Honestly, it's a great weight loss. Like, if you're trying to lose some weight, dude, just get a stomach bug. A little
gozanito. Just get stressed out. Think about something stressful. Like, I don't know, whatever.
It's wild out here, man. But no, yeah, honestly, liquid diet, like, legit. Not even, like, I usually, like, I'm on a weekend diet, like, here and there, you know, with, like, some beers. But, like, not this time. Liquid IV, Pedialyte, you know, some Gatorade, some, like.
Dude, that's what happened to me in Mexico, though. Caldito. Dude, it's the worst, though.
Caldo de pollo, you know.
Isn't that concerning, though? Because, like, if I travel the world, I want to be able to try foods without getting sick for a week.
But
I want to be able to be efficient enough as a body to travel the world and not get sick from food. It's frustrating because I want to try new food, but if I travel the world for 2 weeks, 1 week of that, I'm sick.
That's what I'm saying. That's what's
frustrating. Yeah. That's annoying.
Nick, are you picky with food? Yeah.
No, not really. I mean, I'm down to try stuff, like, once. If I don't like it, then I don't like it.
Okay, yeah. I like that. Yeah. I like, but it is scary though what he's saying, because every time I go somewhere, like, I want to try everything, right? I would want to try this, I want to try that, and then, but if I try it, like, what if I get sick? You know, like, what if I, like, not get sick, it's stomach flu? Like, I mean, done.
Isn't there that whole little epidemic with the fish that eat the dead skin off your feet? And then there's been a lot of cases where now we didn't consider the aftermath of that, where, like, it's like a massage thing, like a spa.
I've seen those.
You go and you put your feet in water, and a bunch of small fish, like hundreds of them, surround your foot and they bite you, but, like, comfortably, massage like, and they take away the dead skin or whatever. And then everyone did that. And then after some years, they found out that those fish get some bacteria, some virus that we humans do not accept. So that means that people were losing their feet. People were losing their entire lower bodies because they were getting this massage, this ethical, happily massage, and they walked away with losing their foot, losing both feet, losing a few fingers
instead
in their toes.
Instead of happy ending, it was like not happy.
Yeah, so, like, isn't that crazy? Because it's the ethical question of, like, I walked in paying you to give me a massage. And then, or to clean my feet, and then I'm walking out losing my feet.
Okay, let's be real though. You're not paying the fishes. Like, you're paying the person to give me.
I know, but that's who I'm arguing with. I'm arguing with the person who accepted to give me this massage, telling me it's going to be safe when it's not safe. It wasn't safe. And if you did any research, you would know that it wasn't safe, but they did it anyways.
Like, I thought you were going to go with the story. Like, I thought, because we were talking about eating food, I thought you were going to be like, dude, and then we eat those fishes, and then.
You can eat them fine. Eating them after they're cooked is fine, but the flesh in their mouth, and they bite you too much, they transfer a virus, and then you get sick, and you lose your toes, you lose your feet, you lose your ankle. Wait,
when did we find out about this? Like, I didn't know about this.
A couple months ago? So that's what, look, if you think you want to get a fancy foot massage and have fishes bite your feet, don't do it.
I'll let you bite my feet.
Find someone that's certified and actually knows the science of how to use those fish for that bacteria, and then that's a massage. But a lot of people don't know, and they will mess you over. So,
damn, that's crazy. Damn, I always learn something new every day. I think probably Ronnie's like, or not Ronnie, Herbert's getting his feet sucked on right
now. He's probably there right now.
but I know, so I'm Ronnie. Hope, like, you're better now.
No,
please do not pass whatever.
It's good to be back. Thank you, guys.
I hope he lost 10 pounds.
I honestly feel like I lost some weight. This shirt actually fits a little better.
It does. You look good, actually.
Still a little tight, but, you know, not as tight as before, that's for sure.
But I know that I haven't gotten sick. I think Nick, we talked about it earlier, that you haven't gotten sick recently, huh?
No, not recently.
Yeah, dude, I'm not down. I'm like, the not stomach flu is the worst thing. Like, if you, like, I hate it because, like, you cannot eat anything because you just take, it just goes down the
Yeah, and, like, you're in pain, bro.
Oh, yeah, it hurts.
Like, honestly, bro, like, I've never had my stomach, like, so, like, noisy in my life. Like, it wouldn't shut up. Like, day and night, it was just like, and I was like, oh, my God, dude. Like,
trying to beatbox.
Yeah, I was like, get out of here, bro.
But that was crazy. I know the rain, though. We're going to get some rain soon, right, Enrique? We're going to get some thunder. I think I got a thunderstorm or a what is it, the storm watch? Because we had hail recently, and it was in, I guess you were sick, Ronnie. So you didn't see the hail?
I didn't see nothing, man.
But it was bad. It was pretty hell, like, It was a lot of hail, and it got cold though. I hate when it's like rains and it gets okay. I like the cold. I don't know. You guys probably hate the cold. Nick hates the cold.
I think it's beautiful if you're home. Like if you're home with the comfort of your AC or heater, then you're comfortable. And then in that case, I like snow and I like heat. But if your house cannot keep you warm or cold, that's an HVAC problem and in engineering, I guess. But like, you need to be comfortable. So like, I would love it if in California it snowed, and I don't care how hot it gets in summer, but as long as my house is comfortable, I'll be happy. But I guess that's the argument. If you're comfortable, would you live in California? The answer is yes. There's beach, surfing, and snowboarding the same day.
Or mountains, yeah.
Or mountains. So like, do California, I will stay here forever. That's my fight, but.
Wait, Nick, do you like, you hate the cold?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the cold, I'm actually.
You don't like to cuddle? Yeah. No. You don't like warm, like wear layers and stuff?
No, I like to sweat when I'm sleeping. So like in the summer.
That's disgusting. That's like, you're just like. You being serious?
I like the heat.
Like, no, you have some kink.
You
dude,
wake up hydrated because you're dehydrated.
Yeah.
No, but. No, okay, that's the only thing, literally you brought it up. That's the only thing I hate in summer is like if I do sweat, like if I don't have the AC, like Enrique said, which there'll be some times where like the AC will go down at my parents' house and I'll wake up freaking in a puddle of a sweat.
Yeah, so that's why you roll over to the dry side and then let the sweat cool down and then you roll back.
That's disgusting.
It's gonna be cool.
That's exactly
or, what you or it's like, it's like when you flip the pillow upside down, right, like the opposite. Oh, yeah, and you get the cold.
But it's a wet pillow.
It's a weapon, yeah. No, but that's disgusting, dude. Because then you got to wake up and shower. We talked about showers in the last podcast. So that's like for sure multiple showers a day. But, Enrique, we're going to get rain, right? Are you excited for the rain?
Yes.
I think we're done with the rain. We should
might go snowboarding if it rains.
Oh, my God.
What do you mean, oh, my God?
You say every weekend.
You should be excited.
No, you go every weekend.
It's seasonal. That means only during, like, winter and some part of spring.
It's like pumpkin spice?
It's seasonal? Better than pumpkin spice.
Okay. Okay, but you're gonna go then? Don't worry. Maybe.
Do you guys want to go? Let's go. Let's make it happen. Let's go this Sunday.
Well, if we get like,
there's no if. Let's go this Sunday.
Sure. Damn.
See, all of a sudden everyone everyone gets concerned.
Hey, do you guys all okay? Whoever's listening to this podcast, we're going.
This Sunday. This is live decision struggle. Right? So this is live.
You gotta stop. If you're in the freeway, stop on the side of the road. Text
think
your
about
loved
it.
One.
Text what you think. Let us know.
No, but Nick, have you gone snowboarding? Since I know we didn't ask you that question.
I've actually never seen snow.
Nah.
No, that's crazy. I'm not lying.
Why? Like, oh, because, okay, first off, you hate the, okay, I get you. You hate the cold.
Yeah.
But you don't want to see snow?
You're never seen it. Never.
You're lying.
You don't care for it either?
Is that true?
I don't care for it.
Even though you know you can drop 30 minutes and find it?
Yeah. No, I don't care for it. Hey, honestly, Ronnie, I heard it's dangerous.
Ronnie,
driving
you have failed as a brother. As a brother, you have failed to throw his ass into the snow and let him suffer and almost die.
You don't want
to
do a snowball fight? Or like a, what is it, a snow angel?
I mean, I would, but it's not necessary.
You need to take your brother and toss him to the snow and let him survive for 2 hours and then go find him.
No,
you will love it.
Or you don't want to go down with the sled? Even with the sled, it's fun, bro. Like,
I always hated that feeling, too.
What do you mean?
You're a pussy.
Yeah, no. When City Hall had like that, like,
okay, that's fake.
Yeah.
That's
but like it's the same concept.
You don't like speed, like going, you don't like it.
I'm not a fan of roller coasters.
Oh, you are a girl. No, I'm saying, but hey, Ronnie, though, froze before the end of this year, take him, dude. Like, leave froze. Like,
well, it's seasonal, he has a couple weeks.
Yeah, blindfold him and just say, we're gonna go somewhere.
That'll be fun. I actually want to take my parents too. They've never been to the
I was about to say.
No, they've been to the snow.
But they would like it because they have a little food area, a little bar. There's
food. But we haven't gone.
Beers.
Yeah, we haven't gone as a family. That'll be cool.
So let's go us so you can learn it and then you bring your family afterwards.
How about you're the family too? You're part of the family.
I was already included.
He's always been family, man.
Yeah, I was already in the picture. That wasn't like not included. But if you do it, do you first and then take your family and it'll be perfect.
Yeah, no, but I think if you are going to take your family, go by Mile High, which he said that there's like a little, what is it called? The cafeteria.
Like a lounge with food.
And it's just cool. Like, yeah, it's more, well, let's be real. How much does freaking food cost nowadays? You go to McDonald's.
The same thing though, honestly. Yeah, like 10 to 15 bucks and you have a meal. So like it's expensive, but like it's normal expensive. Maybe a little more than normal, but it's not exaggerated. It's not like 20, 30 bucks for like a sandwich.
Yeah,
like it's not exaggerated. So
it is cost, but it's I'm saying the once in a lifetime or once not in a lifetime, but once in once a
in
year
a season.
Yeah, okay.
And And dude, Nick, what the hell, dude? You should just move. I was gonna say move somewhere else, but no, California. You stay in California, but or move to Arizona or Texas.
Would actually move to Arizona.
I think you said it last time. Yeah. You wanna go to Arizona? Don't.
It's nice out there.
So you like? Yeah, I know you like the heat for sure. Then you're. Yeah. Have you heard of like going to like Death Valley during like the hottest time of the year?
No.
You should go. Maybe
I've been to Vegas. That's kind of close.
What was it like? 120? 100?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
During the what is it during
the Vegas heat
during what? Those events not the what is it the Life is Beautiful
the festival
when is there? That
festivals. Yeah that's September yeah
doesn't
yeah.
get that hot though that's already
nah colder. It's pretty hot dude
yeah I thought it was and that's in Las Vegas now
mm-hmm. or yeah it's like downtown Vegas
isn't Vegas in the equator isn't that like very close what? To the hottest part in the world
no
that's Death Valley which is nearby though
which is nearby is my point though I'm not saying it's exactly on it but like it's close enough to it to be very hot.
Yeah. Well, it's a desert in general. I mean, it's pretty hot. Yeah. And then you get both extremes. Super hot in the day and then super cold at night.
But recently we got so much, when like this was like 2 or 3 months ago when we got so much water or a month ago.
So much rain.
Oh, rain, yeah. There was in Death Valley, there's like a basin, bad water basin, I think. And it ended up getting becoming a
huge lake right
now. Yeah, and there people are going and taking pictures. But mind you, there's like this lake bed or whatever has been dry for a while, for I think like 100 years. So mind you, like water like going on top of it, there's a lot of like solids like or crystals, yeah, like type of minerals, salts, I guess. Yeah. So yeah. It's like imagine walking on it, like it could be good for you, it cannot be good for you. Like why are you gonna be doing
it?
You know,
it might be like those fishes, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Next thing you know, people were taking pictures. I saw that in TikTok. I don't know, like or on Instagram on. Like people were doing that, so it's awesome to see that like in 100 years. And there's like I think there's all these events going on, like there's the Northern Lights that recently they were able to people were seeing the Northern Lights in different areas of the world that you normally don't see it, like in close, like in the East Coast. And then there's a solar eclipse, right, Enrique, coming up. Solar eclipse,
yes, that happens like rarely, like it's super rare.
How rare?
I think it's gonna be in Egypt, I think it is it not?
I don't know where it's going to be, but
I think it's going to be far. I have a few friends that want to fly out there just to see it because it happens like once every...
Nick is all like, bro, that's far.
Well, I mean, look, I'm just saying how it is. Like, I'm in college. You meet all sorts of people, but I have a couple friends that want to go out there because they're like, look, travel to France to see the Eiffel Tower. It's like, yes, tourists like that, but like that's not that... As someone that studies science, like it's not that exciting compared to like the actual phenomena in the world. What does that mean? This eclipse that happens once every 15, 20 years, you might not see it again in your lifetime. So that's exciting. So then plan it out, go whatever with your family, whatever. Again, if you care about it or whatever. And then you go and you watch that eclipse and then you know you can be satisfied while going home that like I experienced something that's rare.
What if you're there and just like, bro, like it looks like California.
That was me at the Grand Canyon.
It might look lame. Look. It might look lame because, look, I've used telescopes before, super expensive ones, and you look at Jupiter and Mars and like, oh, this sounds cool. You look through the telescope and it looks blurry, it looks ugly, and it looks lame, and it looks like, okay, this is like 1,000% unattractive. I no longer care about this. But that's the science. That's the peak of science, and people make crazy observations about it.
Yeah, so right now I'm on the NASA website, and
that's fake, bro. You're on the wrong website. That's not .gov, bro. It's like
no, it's .gov, all right. But on April 8, 2024, a total solar eclipse will cross North America, passing over Mexico, the United States, and Canada.
Wait, so we don't have to go to Egypt? Nigga's like, bro, like we're not gonna go to Egypt, so we can see it here.
Yeah, it's gonna be here.
Then maybe that one is here then, but I know there's one happening out there though. Like I'm not just talking bro, like out of imagination
already,
here.
People already buying their tickets, like
they get there, it's not there.
I know.
I mean find out first, obviously, but
no, there's a lot of stuff going
but
on.
But it's crazy. See, I kinda agree with that because I feel like I would rather travel the world finding the rarest things instead of finding Paris, Barcelona, you know what I mean? All these big names that I'm sure are beautiful.
You want to be the founder of things, right? The
founder.
Because you say you want to find things.
We're talking about traveling, not finding.
Well, that's why you're going to travel to find things. You're going to travel places to find.
I'm going to travel in the most rare parts of the world instead of the most common ones is my thing.
Yeah, okay. But there's times where, I don't know if you have seen like videos, like where Iceland, like the volcanoes erupt or this different places and then everybody like, I guess, or you're there already, then you get the cool footage, right? But I know some people, like, we had some friends of, like, you know, or one of our friends, like, he ended up, like, I think purchasing a week before the ticket to go see the volcano. Or it was already being erupted, I guess. But it's like that stuff you don't see. We don't see, we don't have, well, we do have volcanoes here, but we don't see them erupt, you know? So it's like stuff like that, that would be awesome to see.
We don't have volcanoes near us.
Well, not next door, but we have some in the U.S., no? Yeah, there is.
Not is it really. Yellowstone?
No.
Yeah, Yellowstone. Yellowstone has some.
But
yeah,
like saying we have volcanoes in America is not true. Do they exist? Yes. Saying that as a statement? No. We don't have a majority. It's a small percentage.
Maybe they're dorm. They're sleeping, bro. Mm.
That's what I'm getting at. That's my point.
Okay, but I'm not saying, I never, I just said we have some. I didn't say there's, they're well, not active. Well,
I'm sorry. I was just saying your sentence like, wasn't inaccurate. Because
they're not, okay, they're dormant. Your sentence
sounded
they're
like
not,
a lot
active.
Existed, but.
But like Yellowstone has like a lot of geothermal stuff, such as like, you know, like, which they're like, they look like mini volcanoes because they spit out, what is it, the water? So it's like, instead of water, it's lava. Or, yeah, steam. It's steam or whatever. Yeah, so with the pressure buildup. But going on though, hey, Ronnie, dude, you got a new car, right? Finally could give us a ride to like hikes and shit.
Yeah, definitely.
We're gonna take Ronnie, he got a new car, so, and that's the reason why he was stressed out, and that's the reason why he got sick. So we ended up doing a lessons learned. So do not get stressed out if you're gonna get a car. You know, I heard that there's people out there that pay for someone to buy to negotiate
deal with all that hassle.
Yeah, so I pay you. I don't know. Let's say you charge me like $1,000. I think they charge like $1,000, and then you find me the deal. You could probably give me a good deal or not, but I don't have to deal. Like, I literally tell you, like, tell me when the deal's ready, because you could do everything through the phone. Remember, I told you, like, when you buy a car, you could do everything through the either internet or through the phone. So when you get there, you just have to sign papers. Because I hate the freaking whole thing waiting at a dealership for like. Like, I don't know how long it takes, like 4 or 5 hours, dude. It's like the
worst. If you go to Tesla, it happens fast.
That's true. But I'm saying, like, when you go to a dealership, like, how long did it take?
It can take a couple hours for a normal purchase. Some people average it out to like 2 to 4 hours.
Definitely took like 2 hours, yeah.
Yeah. So 2 to 4 hours is the average. And then it's a long time because you're just buying a car. When you buy groceries or anything else in the world, why is it like a 1 second transaction? But when you buy a car, it takes forever. So that's a dilemma that is being solved right now. So we'll see who does it first.
Because you got to run your credit score, bro. Like, what if you're like playing? What if you? I don't know.
Okay, well, if
the credit score, they go pretty fast, actually. The credit, right?
That's what I was going to say. The credit score is fast. Like, if you trust it that much, then there wouldn't be a problem.
Like, it's the negotiation. Because we all know, we all been through that moment that they say, hey, let me go talk to my boss. And they just take a lap around the thing.
They go get water.
They go get water. They go to the restroom. You're like, bro, your boss is in the restroom? Like, damn. And then they come back, they're like, actually, yeah, we got a good deal. I think they're already, well, I never been a salesperson, but I know you've been a salesperson, Enrique, but you already know what your boss thinks, how your boss thinks. You feel me? Yes. It's not like they're going to, like.
Well, because you learn the limitations of the reality of what you could sell. So, like, I won't tell you, I'll give you a free phone, but if I know I can give you $50 cash, let's say, or not cash, but like money to your account, then I'll play with that. And you never start with the extremes. So I'll be like, you know what? I'll give you $10 off for this. For this next month, $10 off. What do you say? And then again, I'm starting super cheap and I go to 50. But then you play with that. And then usually that always works. Usually 10 to 15, 20 bucks always works. But my capacity is 50. So I'm going halfway my capacity. And then you keep selling. And that's how you make money.
Damn.
But like, you have to play with it. Because again, I know my managers won't pass. Like, if I go to my manager and be like, this guy will buy 4 phones if you give him 1 for free. He's going to look at me, slap me, spit on me, and then tell me to go keep selling because that was a stupid idea. You know what I mean? Like, if I know the limits of the store, then I can sell in a better manner because I can take the position of a manager and I can approach the problem from the bottom up and start to sell. But
it's like buying something on OfferUp, you know? It's listed at a price.
Always lowball.
You always lowball, like the lowest you can go. And that's then why you're eventually going to meet in the middle.
I learned so much from that job because I had to argue and convince. Convincing is hard. Talking shit is easy, but convincing is hard in Spanish and in English.
You almost convinced me to buy a ticket to Egypt.
In Spanish and in English, I had to converse people into de-escalating and buying and having them some money.
The no sabo kid?
Dude, it took me a while to get used to it, but eventually I was able to sell.
The cell phone.
Don't even worry about it. Like,
no, but yeah, it's crazy. But yeah, so you said So it took you 2 hours. You got out. You got your car.
Now yeah, yeah, basically.
Your other car, the other car is, you're going to take it off the highway right here? Highway 1, what is it? The 39 highway? 139?
I'm going to donate it to Glasson High School, you know.
As an Azusa. Oh, there's no more Azusa Glasson. What do you mean?
Oh, no, yeah.
Middle school.
It's not.
Wait, for the old car, you're donating it or selling it or whatever?
No, so yeah, I still have it with me. It had transmission problems, so I couldn't drive it to the actual dealer. So what I've heard,
you walked it,
is that you can either donate it and have that donation like applied towards your taxes next year, or you can obviously sell it like either on offer a Facebook Marketplace or whatever, get cash for it right now.
But then you get charged. No, if you get cash, then you know, yeah, okay. But if
it's not bad though. I think it's a good deal.
But if you donate it, so you like you get taxed. What is it?
It's tax deductible. It's a donation. Yeah.
Okay, and you donate it to like these.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So there's but like it's not associations a lot. Or like, yeah, like I said, maybe a school or I don't know.
Taxes is expensive, but like it is to credit cards where like if it's 15 or 10%, like if it's $10,000, it's only like $150 or whatever. Like it's not that serious. It's still worth it. It's still worth it. Yes, you're losing money, but it's still worth it. I feel like a lot of people get lost with that logic because they're like, oh, interest. And like, it's not worth it. And it's like, dude, it's not like $1,000 interest. It's $100 for $1,000. That's a good deal. You know, hold my $1,000 and I'll pay you $100 to hold it. That's a good debt deal. People always assume it's way more aggressive and way more intrusive in someone's life. But
hey, Ronnie, though, but what was your longest trip? Well, how far? What was the longest road trip that you took with that Ford? The old car. Like, let's bring it back. You know,
honestly, I would have the one that comes to mind is when we went to Yosemite.
Oh yeah, you took it to Yosemite?
Yeah, yeah.
But you took it to Las Vegas a lot, right? When you guys,
I took it to Vegas many times. I went down to like Ensenada a couple times.
Damn.
Yeah, it was international, baby. Yeah.
international on the
car won places, man. Yeah, it was crazy.
That's crazy. And then finally you took it.
Yeah, it finally died on me, man.
Were you crying? Or be honest.
I got a little like emotional. I went to get a couple things the other day on it, and I went inside and I was like, oh man.
Dude, get a portrait. Find a friend that's an artist. Have them draw it up with you next to it.
R.I.P. man.
Memorable forever. Get a picture of that car with you next to it. Someone hand drawn it, and then it's gonna be beautiful.
Yeah.
Just get a tattoo.
I did it to my dad. Remember how I used to have that white truck? We hired someone to draw my dad's face.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
When he used to be young, with the white truck he used to have that he used to love for many years.
The one that he sold, yeah.
And then it's gone now. It's on the past. So we had an artist draw his young face into picture. So it's hand-drawn with a truck behind him. And that Christmas, which was like 2 years ago, he was...
balling.
He was just crying, dude. Like, he it was the first time he ever experienced the emotion, in my opinion. What the fuck? That asshole never loves me. But that was the first time I ever saw him experience emotion. He saw himself young, and he saw the truck at its prime in a picture.
Well, that truck,
and that just brought him to tears. He was like, you know what? That was like, you guys didn't even know, but that was my life. But, and I was like, I don't know. You just tell me, dad, father.
No, that truck though. That truck was a. It's like, you know when everybody has that when you have a toy or not toy,
your but favorite. Like, it's like your first. You always remember.
He used to race in it. So,
but he I remember that white truck. Yeah, that was, you know when sometimes you make a bad decision and you sell something, I guess, because you need it for something else.
Financially,
or sometimes like your wife or your loved one makes you sell it because, you know, you're like, nah, I don't want you to spend too much time on it. You're like, you're always working on the car instead of hanging out with me. So it's like, but once you sell it, like you
miss it.
Yeah, you miss it. And it's like, so I hope you don't miss your car, man. That Ford, I had to go. Let's be real.
Fuck that car.
Memory.
You never, like, I'm going to be honest. You never focus in that car. Yo,
car didn't let you work out.
It was a Ford Focus.
It was a Ford Focus. God dang.
Dude, that car took a dump. Damn. It's fucked up. Hey, but Nick, though, you said you're done hiking, huh, with us?
Yeah,
man, that's, I wish
I'm old now. So.
No, what do you mean? Okay. You're young. Okay, stop.
My knees.
Your whole body's giving up, but you're working. You're like competing.
We're over here touching 30s, and you're over here touching 19, and you're giving up.
No, he's touching 20s.
24.
Yeah, you're giving up that young. You're giving up that young.
24, not seeing.
You know how many people I've met at 24 complaining as much as you have that could figure it out and got stronger and better and more efficient, more agile?
None.
many. Most didn't, but many were capable. Are you capable?
Yeah, he's capable.
Is it possible?
Yeah.
Do you have the strength?
I don't have the will.
Find it. Where do you find it?
In the snow, actually. You find it in the snow.
Discover that snow. And your life will change forever. You're welcome.
No. Oh.
Listen up to my tech talk, everybody.
No, but last thing, though. Ronnie, I want to see you back in that motorcycle. Or Nick, dude. You guys have that motorcycle, man. I want to see that Harley Ronnie.
Yeah, man, do a backflip.
Or Harley Nick. Or is that bike got to go, huh?
No, that bike's got to go, too, man. Okay. Hey, it was cool for a minute, but now it's like, it's just sitting there, man. So
it's catching dust, man.
Yeah, dude.
But damn, that's crazy. But no, guys, do what makes you happy though, and do not stress out. That's what one thing I want to say.
Stress out. Stress no, is good. Not. Like discomfort is good. Nobody grows in comfort. Everybody grows in discomfort. So
I agree a little bit with you. Like
50%. No, aggressively with me.
No, because like stressing out. We talked about this is bad for your body too, like a lot.
Yeah. You gotta, so then find a way to make it make sense.
Well, learn how to control it.
Stress out better.
Stress out.
There you go.
Handle problems better. Don't be so emotionally attached.
Well, if you handle problems, that means you don't stress out because you know how to handle.
People that handle problems stress out more than people that don't handle problems.
But they just know how to handle that stress.
They just
that's
know
what I'm saying.
That,
know
like,
how to handle.
For example, when you work out, you know you're gonna suffer, but you do it anyways. People that don't know how to handle problems, they know they need to work out, but they don't work out because they're too stressed out about it. So then. The person that doesn't work out suffers more because they're losing. It's a lose-lose. Right, while the person that works out is a lose-win. Where you lost because you suffered, but you won because you worked out.
All right, Enrique, I'm stressed out, dude. You're talking to me.
You're welcome.
Just
stay tuned for my TED Talk.
No, actually, you're right. That is true, though. That's the reason why we work out. We get sore and we still love it.
It's philosophical. It makes sense.
Pain is fun. Yeah. But there's a certain pain that you have to know that it's not the right pain. That's all I'm going to say.
I agree.
That's it. Then, all right, guys. So thank you so much for listening to the Baddies TED Talk, and thank you, Ronnie, for being the host.
Yeah, please thank you guys.
Please do not take a shit in my.
No, no, yeah.
You're good.
I'm good. I'm wearing a diaper right now. We're good.
Imagine. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Stay tuned for the next podcast. It's raining. No hike soon, because it's raining. So I know Ronnie.
That's a good reason.
Yeah, it's a good reason. And so listen to a podcast in Apple Podcast, YouTube, and Spotify. And then we have the Instagram for Reels and then TikTok for the workout videos. Thank you, guys.